Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Wednesday, May 14th, 2014, and in today's podcast, we go back to Ukraine to revisit, reevaluate the situation in light of the independence referendums held in the eastern part of that country recently. You may recall from earlier series of podcasts on Ukraine that the eastern provinces, primarily Luhansk and Donetsk, are heavily Russian and prefer to be aligned with Russia, while the western provinces prefer to be aligned with the West. The two eastern provinces decided to hold referendums May 11th to determine whether to separate from Ukraine and become independent or to remain a part of Ukraine. That is the same sequence of events that happened in Crimea after the coup in Kiev, the capital of Ukraine. Demonstrations started in the capital city against the government in power. Various Western sources have admitted to instigating these demonstrations. They became more and more violent. Eventually, the president of Ukraine was forced to flee and a new government was installed. Then, in Crimea, a traditionally pro-Russian area with Russian bases inside Crimea, Russia occupied the area and a referendum was held, which the result of which was overwhelming vote in favor of being independent and then absorbed by Russia, which did happen. Now, in Donetsk and Luhansk, we have preliminarily a very similar result with overwhelming support in favor of breaking away from Ukraine. In Donetsk, 89% supported the vote for independence, and Luhansk, 96%. Supported it, according to the local election commissions. Amazing percentages, to be sure. It was also reported that more than 80% of those eligible to vote actually voted. The Ukrainian government, fighting to restore order and suppress rebellion, opposed the referendum from the beginning, calling them illegal and illegitimate. Newly installed Ukrainian president Oleksandr Turchynov referred to them as, quote, a farce. Officials from both the European Union and the United States said they would not recognize the results of the referendums. Even the organizations of the referendums themselves admit problems. Impossible, they admit, to prevent people from voting more than once. That's just one of the voting irregularities admitted to. The real question then, in the minds of the Ukrainian government, the European Union, the United States, and even the vote organizers themselves, is what are the intentions of Russia in this matter? Just as in Crimea, the pro-referendum forces have called on Russia to annex the two eastern provinces, but so far, unlike in Crimea, they have not done so. As has been widely reported in the global press, Russian troops close to the Ukrainian border, some dressed in UN peacekeeping uniforms. There is fear in Ukraine and the West that Russia could cross the border under a peacekeeping pretext. Now we learned just recently, today, that the Ukrainian forces themselves have also been parading around in UN uniforms, in helicopters with UN markings and so forth. The global intelligence group Stratfor reports that Russia's ultimate goal is not the invasion or annexation of Ukrainian territory. Rather, its goal is the neutralization of the Ukrainian government. And so in that regard, just as the Ukrainian government and the West question the referendums as illegitimate and a farce, Russian officials have done the same thing over the presidential election coming up in Ukraine May 25th. Russia's position is that the overthrow of Ukrainian President Yanukovych was an illegal Western-backed coup, and therefore the current government in Kiev is illegal. Once again, Stratfor reports that Vladimir Putin has been softening his stance a little bit on the election, saying they could be, quote, a step in the right direction, but only if Ukraine halts its security operations in the east. Putin called on the referendum organizers to postpone until after the presidential elections, but they went ahead with the referendums anyway. Now it appears that the leaders of the separatists in Donetsk and Luhansk are holding talks about a possible merger, which could be a move toward independence and alignment with Russia. What will Mr. Putin do? Time will tell, folks, but that's the way I see it. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.